The impunity granted to Israel is as shocking as its violence. By Ramona Wadi. More incitement to violence from Israeli Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir exposes how colonial violence is aimed at the entire colonized population. Speaking on a podcast with former Israeli hostage Ram Braslovsky, Ben-Gvir said that Israeli force should kill 30 to 40 Palestinians each night in Gaza. Braslovsky requested to act as executioner should Ben-Gvir's plan come to pass, to which the security minister replied, "I will turn the world upside down to make that happen. I promise you that I will do everything I can and turn the world upside down until it happens." As shocking as the comments are, both are the product of an enterprise that knows it can only sustain itself through ethnic cleansing. In 2025, a poll by the Hebrew University Center showed that 87% of the Israeli government supporters perceived no innocence in Gaza, while 64% of Israelis held the same view. Israel's Channel 14 branded all Palestinians killed during the genocide as terrorists. Among settlers that normalize the killings of Palestinians, and which even glorifies those murdering them, Ben-Gvir's comments are unlikely to elicit any lingering shock. On the contrary, Ben-Gvir's wish for extrajudicial killings may well find willing participants. And while Gaza remains within reach of the Israeli military in terms of extrajudicial assassinations, the occupied West Bank faces both Israeli institutions and settlers. Red, extremist Israeli minister says 30 to 40 Gazans should be killed every day. Ben-Gvir's comments were aimed at Gaza, but Israel's colonization plans do not only include Gaza. The occupied West Bank, which faces daily violence from settlers, is much at risk from extrajudicial killings. In Ras El Ain, south of Nablus, Israeli settlers besieged Palestinian families and cut off their electricity, water, and food supplies. While attracting international attention, the UN as usual preferred to rely on its usual condemnations, while Erica Guevara Ross, Amnesty International's Senior Director for Research, Advocacy, Policy, and Campaigns, described the siege as an accelerating and well-documented pattern of coordinated and strategic settler terror, enabled, backed, and funded by the State of Israel. True, but what is being done with the information that is already mainstream knowledge to the rest of the world? Likewise, Ben-Gvir's comments have not prompted a reckoning with world leaders or international institutions. Israel has already internalized such thinking. It thrives upon creating victims to sustain itself. The international community, supposedly a reference for human rights under the UN, does not seem to consider Ben-Gvir's threats dangerous enough. Even though Israel has a proven history of torturing and killing Palestinians, killing 30 to 40 Palestinians per night is not merely a fantasy. It has already been carried out by the Israeli military during the genocide, also exceeding that quota. Ben-Gvir has also found someone willing to carry out the assassinations, even on a much larger scale. For Israel, as Ben-Gvir again elucidated, Palestinians are not worthy of life. They shouldn't live. They're not even people. If, according to Ben-Gvir, killing Palestinians is killing non-people, then Israel is already completely absolved of culpability. This is the type of impunity the UN is harvesting for Israel. Blog, Israel's Imaginings of Forced Displacement, and UN Culpability.